Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 314 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, this is Ed and welcome back to the show. This week we're bringing you a special edition, recording live from the railroad station at the Magic Kingdom. With me I have Lisa. Hey Lisa, how's it going?
Hey Ed, how you doing today?
Doing great, doing incredible. We also have Jimmy. Hey Jimmy, how's it going?
I am fantastic, thank you.
And Sam.
It's Christmas, it's November, listen to this, it's the train station. I love it.
We're sitting here right now at the train station because we just sent out our scavenger hunters. And for any of you guys who are listening to the show now, thank you so much for coming out, and I hope you guys won. So we have a little time on our hands, and we're basically going to kind of go over some of our big highlights from this week.
I want to start with right here, where we're sitting, because this is, with the construction over at Tron, the train is sitting here in the station, and anyone can come up, take a picture, touch it. How cool is that?
Yep, it is pretty fun.
This is a great photo op. Do
they let you climb on it? I actually haven't walked out there yet.
I did not climb on it, but was able to touch it and get a photograph. There are things you couldn't do. You can't stand in front of the train and get your picture there on a normal day.
Right.
This is something you can do. It's really cool.
Good point. I definitely went and got a picture up there. Mm-hmm. And you can also kind of stand there and kind of peek in the inside and, and take a look and see
inside
what's going
the
on
engine.
Inside the engine itself, is normally something you can't do.
Right. That was cool.
So just in case you don't know, the train is parked out in front of the train station just in general, and it stays there. It's kind of a showpiece at this point.
It's a photo op.
The Main Street dancers come out and do their numbers out there. They have the rope drop, and they kind of do other numbers over the course of the morning, as we found out today.
Were you here for rope drop, Ed?
Not today.
Not today.
I was not.
Well, our sample time was last night, too, so I think
I'm
out late, a little late. And
right. We had our 6th annual sample-thon last night over at Epcot, so we gathered 50 or so of our best friends to walk around sampling all the great stuff they had over there. It was a little wet, but it was still a lot of fun.
It got wetter as the night progressed, but yeah, it is what it is.
For the most part, I mean, I think we fared okay.
It could have been way worse.
Yeah, it could have been way worse. So then in the evening after the concert, it started getting kind of bad. But for the most part, most of the night, you know, it was just a kind of a light drizzle.
And then, which was nice. It was cool.
Yeah, it was actually cool. Yep. I didn't like the modified fireworks. I still have not seen a full version of Epcot Forever.
Yeah. Right.
So Epcot Forever, because of the rain, was very limited, which was kind of wild because it was like half a show. It's like they did the show because they had to. Almost it would have been better if they could have let everybody get out of the rain instead of waiting around for it at one point, though, too. So you can argue both ways.
I don't think they cancel it. I think they let it roll. And me and Lisa saw the same thing for the Halloween party. They did a version of the show. Now, what was good about the Halloween show is that there's projections on the castle, so it's different. You know, you're not getting the fireworks, but at least you're getting all the projections and the music and stuff like that. Yeah. So,
I think that makes them not cancel anything anymore. I think that type of the show doesn't make them cancel any of that.
It helps. Well, it gives the audience something to watch, even if there's an issue, there's weather, or something just doesn't work, right? Because we always talk about B mode. When something doesn't work, it goes to B mode. If the B mode is watching the projections on the castle, that's not bad.
It's a little different with Epcot Forever, though.
It was a lot different.
you're basically just listening to the soundtrack.
I leaned over to Ed and I went, I'm not wrong, right? I'm missing fireworks right now, right? There should be something in the sky.
I think that was a malfunction. I don't think that was on
could be because of wind. It was pretty windy last night, and that's what it is. That's what makes them shut it down. It's the wind. It's not the rain.
And they did shoot them off later on that night.
They
so
did.
I think once they get them in the cannons, they have to.
They have to. Yeah, that once they're live in there, they got to shoot them off. That's just like they used to for illuminations.
If
it didn't go,
yep.
they had to get that stuff off before those barges went back into the warehouse. They needed to be empty. Interesting.
So we're at the tail end of our week, so we're really kind of dragging.
What a week, man.
But it has been incredible.
So
many things we've done. And I'm going to have to lead off with a big thank you to all my great friends, because I got one of the biggest surprises in that I now have a Jedi lightsaber. Outstanding.
You have your lightsaber, Ed. This not be Jedi. It might not
He's
be
convinced
whatever.
It's Jedi. Let's
it
let
could
him,
be.
Let it
it's
happen.
Yours.
And
that's
for any
my
of those
point.
First order that do listen to our podcast, I am sorry. I have my scrap metal.
That's right. That's
which,
right.
By the way, I don't know what audio we have coming later or what we have or don't have. But there's so much to share with you guys. It's amazing. But that was a hell of an experience, and I'm glad that I was able to do it with you guys.
As a witness to it, I did not get a lightsaber. It's just not something that it totally appeals to me. I love Star Wars, but I wouldn't get the lightsaber.
You were plus one, so you got to see it and experience it.
What an amazing experience. When you talk about experiences at Walt Disney World, that was probably one of the more top-notch experiences for any Star Wars fan. And everybody I've talked to since then, I've said...
It was awesome.
It was amazing. And if you don't want to spend the $200 on the experience, I say try to become somebody's plus one.
Yeah, right. Which, that worked out for you. But I'll tell you what, and we talk about it going in, it's expensive, it's $200. But when I'm holding that thing afterwards, I wasn't thinking about how much it was.
No,
I really wasn't.
Not at all.
I was just like, this is the coolest thing I ever had.
Dude, Ed held on to mine for like... 3 days after. I think he was in a drum having lightsaber battles with himself.
Oh, it was great. Great.
And, he wielded two lightsabers at one time.
I still have to get him home, and I'm a little worried, not about taking it, but I don't want this thing to break while we're traveling. That's all.
One of the cool things they have is that they let you kind of change the colors in case you want to. So you can go buy kyber crystals, and I'm sure a lot of people have heard about them. So we were able to pick up a couple extra kyber crystals, and we also picked up one of the mystery kyber crystals.
So you don't know what color it is, right?
The color of the crystal is white. So we're still not sure what it's going to do yet. We haven't thrown it into a saber. Jimmy's going to try that later.
I don't know. I can't wait to hear what that one does. I know the big, everybody wants to find the black one.
Right.
Right, and we're black, which is the dark crystal.
And we're told it turns up red when you put it in. Right. So
and I think you have to buy one of the red ones to get a black one. If that makes sense. I think
I read that somewhere.
So the red kyber crystal is Mandalorian. It's the dark saber. There's a huge story in it. If you've watched Clone Wars, if you've watched Rebels, you know that story. But and hopefully Mandalorian will give us more about it, because when we get home, we get to watch Disney Plus.
That's right.
That
guys.
Is one of the advantages of going home for this trip. Is that when we get the day after I'm home, Disney Plus will be here, and I'll have to go back to work, but I'll be watching it that night.
I don't know if you guys have watched any Disney Channel when you get back to the room, but it is all Disney Plus this weekend.
It is
no
all
advertisements.
Disney Plus, yep.
And Monday is Mandalorian Monday.
And Freeform is doing all kinds of previews this weekend
for all the
stuff that is Disney
stuff.
Plus.
It's so no advertisements on the Disney Channel except for Disney Plus advertisements.
Believe it or not, I actually saw a Disney Plus T-shirt in Epcot in Mouse Gear.
I'm not surprised at all. Disney Plus, or was it like a Mandalorian with Disney Plus on the sleeve?
No, it just says Disney Plus with the logo.
Cool.
Which I thought was odd, because I think it's cool, but I would not buy a Netflix t-shirt.
Right.
You're right. I got my Slugbox t-shirt.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy I wouldn't walk around with Hulu on my chest.
Yep, definitely Disney.
That is fair enough.
So, Galaxy's Edge was incredible.
Right. So that's... Of course, the saber ties into the whole Galaxy's Edge thing. So the biggest tip is really you have to see it in the daytime and at night. It is a completely different experience at night, and it's just incredible.
I got to go to Galaxy's Edge when I was here in September. I did not get... The first time I went at night was when we went to build the sabers, and I'm like, holy cow.
Oh, it's just different, yeah.
I think a lot of people do that
because of course, Disney nerds, and what we do is get up and get to the parks and do things. And if you get up early and you go into Galaxy's Edge, you're probably done in a few hours. Let's be honest, right? 2-3 hours. Yeah. You did your stuff. Go back at night. Absolutely go back at night.
Oh, no, it's going to be definitely revisiting it.
Gorgeous at night.
One of the other biggest things I found is that when you walk in from Toy Story Land, I don't know how they do it acoustically, but literally as you kind of cross... the threshold. I mean, you can turn around and see the rides in Toy Story Land and the bathrooms really clearly, but sound-wise, as you're facing Batuu, you do not hear any of that.
It's crazy, because it's almost like you take a step and you can hear, Slinky Dog Dash. You can hear the coaster, and then like you take the next step, and then all of a sudden you can't hear it anymore.
You've traveled to another galaxy,
Jimmy. I know.
That's what's happening.
Off planet.
Off planet.
Off planet. On planet.
It's amazing.
They are 100% in character. It is fantastic.
I want you to make that step, absolutely. But you did mention looking back at the bathrooms and the Buzz Lightyear statue. You never saw that angle before. I thought that was cool.
True.
Look at it. Coming into Toy Story Land the other way is really neat.
Right. We do want to say hello and thank you to Samuel over at Doc Ondor's. He's one of the residents of Batuu working at Doc's, and he definitely helped us out a lot. He helped explain some of the ins and outs of our sabers and how to take care of them and how to travel and stuff like that. So it was very, very cool.
Samuel and Samantha helped me make my lightsaber. That was like Sam.
That's right. That's right. Very cool.
Some crazy universe where there's three Sams.
I couldn't imagine one with three Jennys.
Hurts my head.
So, as you can hear behind us, something else that's going on at Walt Disney World is the holiday season.
It's full on Christmas.
It's 75% Christmas.
Hollywood, yes, exactly. Hollywood Studios, Magic Kingdom, and Animal Kingdom are full on Christmas. Animal Kingdom doing things they never did before. Epcot's still food and wine for a couple more weeks, and then it'll be full on Christmas.
Yeah, no, it was snowing over Hollywood Studios the other day. They're doing the filming for the holiday show. And Magic Kingdom set up, not as much as we've seen it other years, though, on the hub, but still set up for
they
some filming.
They did some recording in Galaxy's Edge yesterday, and there is some recording happening here in front of the castle today, so you never know. They don't advertise it like they used to. I miss the Christmas parade from Walt Disney World.
And
it's
your,
a musical show.
And your daughter is front row right now.
She is right now in the front row with all her Christmas gear and said, I'm getting on TV, Dad. I said, good luck.
Go for it.
Good for her.
I can remember showing up at Magic Kingdom with big signs, we're recording the Christmas Day parade today, and then roll the parade floats down Main Street, then go in reverse backwards and roll them down again for the second take and do it again the third take. And I kind of miss that. They do it at Disneyland. But typically now when they come to Disney World on Christmas Day, it's for a stage performance of some sort.
Right.
Which is okay.
They tied up Main Street much too much, I think, during that filming process.
Yeah.
And that probably...
That's true. We didn't get the tree as early because they couldn't put the tree in because of the floats had to make the turn around the hub. So.
That's exactly right, Jimmy.
And yeah, so since they don't do the parade here anymore, now you got a giant Christmas tree. Right in the
Everything's
middle of the
up. Hub. Everything is up.
So I can remember coming in and taking the back road around Main Street when they were filming that parade. Kind of like, if you're here for the parade, go down Main Street. If you're not, the rest of the park's this way.
Yeah.
To get people around it. But then once you were back there, it was empty. In the other places in the park. But...
Yeah, because everybody was on Main Street.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
And this is one of the reasons why I love that we have this meetup at this time of year.
Yeah.
First of all, the weather is great.
Yes.
Things are fantastic. I know we complained a little bit about the rain, but overall this week, the weather's been fantastic.
We did very well with that.
But you get to really experience the holidays.
Yeah.
In every park except for Epcot. And I cannot wait. I think one of my favorite parks, although I love, listen, Jingle Bells. I love Magic Kingdom, but I really, really like what they've done over at Hollywood Studios, and I can't wait to swing over there tomorrow and catch that.
I agree. It was a mess yesterday because they were doing the filming right in the middle of the street.
Right.
But, yeah, it's beautiful over there. That tree on Echo Lake is
fantastic. God, stunning. Love it.
So the Echo Lake tree and the... So it's pretty much the same at Studios.
It's the same at Studios. It's a tree on Echo Lake. It's Sunset Season's Greetings. And then it's Jingle Bell. Jingle Bam.
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam.
Which I was lucky enough to catch a little bit of the preview. They did a little... run through at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Of some fireworks and the whole entire audio show, and that was really kind of cool to hear and see the fireworks in the sky. And I hear that last night it went off without a hitch.
Nice. I wouldn't know.
Last night was the first night. We're recording on Saturday the 9th, just to let everybody know as we're doing these what happens. They had the first, I think, Magic Kingdom holiday party was last night.
Yes.
Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, which unfortunately was a little bit wet. However, it did go off.
And let me tell you something, and Sam's pulling out, we were lucky enough to have one of our Disney Nerds friends, Melissa, here, who was at the party last night with her family and grabbed a couple of maps for us. And I can't ever begin to tell you my level of excitement. Now, we tried food yesterday. We were here. We didn't get any of the party exclusives because we were over at Epcot by the time the party had started. But there are quite a few attractions.
With a holiday twist.
With a holiday twist. And the only thing I did was Jingle Bell, Jingle Cruise.
Which I have done as well. I love the Jingle Cruise.
Yeah, sure. Jingle Cruise is fantastic. But I didn't realize all these other holiday twists for the party. And there are some really exciting ones that make me want to go out right now and buy my tickets.
So how do they give the Tomorrowland Speedway a holiday twist?
There's Christmas trees all through the Speedway and lights.
But that's all now. That's not party exclusive.
I'm not sure. So
it's lit up.
Oh,
I don't know how it'll look tonight. Yeah. Because that was going to be my question, right? Clearly, the Jingle Cruise is all the time. Right. And you also have now Space Mountain's getting a holiday twist, Lisa.
That's so exciting!
Yeah, it's going to be pitch black and they're gonna blast Christmas music at
you. I bet you it's going to be lit. I bet you you're going to see green Christmas lights.
If they do that, that would be fantastic.
That's going to be phenomenal.
I hope it's
spotlights, yeah.
I hope it's more than pitch black and they play Christmas music.
Right, rocking around the Christmas tree.
Right.
It would be really cool. Monsters, Inc. Laffler? I hope that's more than a scarf around Sully.
No, that'll be Christmas jokes
they
and stuff
did,
like that.
They did a fantastic job during the Halloween party. That was you walked in and got your candy, and that was the exit.
Okay.
And they were razzing people as they were walking out. Like, people were sitting there, what are you doing? You're eating your candy. You're going to rot your teeth. You're like, they were doing such a good job at interacting with the people that were walking.
That's good. So the Tomorrowland Speedway, Space Mountain, I think I've seen the Mad Tea Party before.
That's it's Christmas lights and Christmas music.
Which is cool.
Inside a very small teacup, and I'm a very large person. So
it spins, and I don't like that.
That's right.
The Christmas party's awesome.
Another cool thing is yesterday, our friends Adi and Kathy were out at Disney Springs, and they was doing a cast member preview of the Christmas Tree Trail.
The Christmas Tree Trail.
And that's somehow awesome. Adi got himself invited and to partake in the preview and got to go walk around. So
he heard there was ice cream or something.
Oh, something probably.
If there's anything at the Christmas party I'm looking forward to, it's a new fireworks.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what they do because while I was nervous about the change to the Halloween party, I was very pleased with what they did, and I got to imagine I'm going to be excited for the same thing.
It's like the Charlie Show starting outside.
I think we should take a walk outside.
Let's
do it. We're taking that with us, and I'm leaving it play.
Yo!
Excellent.
Let me get out of your way here.
Hello, how's it going?
Good. The Disney nerd. Oh, okay.
Hello! Welcome everyone to Main Street USA and our Jolly Trolley Celebration!
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Happy. not like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10.
Listening once again, the candy canes and silver lanes and gold.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Treat.
That was a treat. Splitting the ground and the top of the train station with dancers in both locations. That's kind of cool. Being up here was a surprise.
Yeah. Definitely look for us. Look for that video on Facebook, guys, or YouTube. You see that there too.
For certain.
Yeah.
So it's the trolley show, but did you notice it wasn't a trolley? It was a car.
It was a car.
The trolley's still under refurbishment, apparently.
I know it was down for a little while. The horses and trolley were great.
It'll be a bad show.
That's fine.
It's still cool.
Yeah.
No problem.
And that's one of those weenies that just keeps people hanging around instead of running into the park and jump on the rides.
Well, got us up.
I think that's the type of stuff when, you know, me and Lisa talk about this all the time, is to slow down and kind of take everything. That's one of the things.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. You don't get that if you're running attraction to attraction all the time. Sometimes you got to slow down and take in those little things around you.
Sure. Dapper Dan's a perfect example. They're always out when Magic Kingdom opens, and always on Main Street.
I caught some video of them this morning on Main Street.
Yeah.
It's sad when people run past them. I get so sad. I think you're missing out on some of the most fantastic things here at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Intermittently from 9:45 until 4:15 is the Dapper Dan's, which intermittently means they take a break when things like the parade, the Move It, Shake It, Mouse Could Dance It, Move Along.
Right.
Okay, now another big thing on this trip was the Skyliner. So now, for the majority of us, it was our first ride. A couple of people have been on it already. And I think it's a go. I think it's going to definitely be with us for a while. Hopefully nothing ever major happens again to it. And let's start planning on expanding.
I think that was part of the plan all along, to see how this goes, guests' reaction. The fact that it's, let's be honest, where it leaves from, Epcot's International Gateway to Hollywood Studios, back and forth, serving resorts in between. You have the Friendship Boats and you have now the Skyliner, which, by the way, 9 different resorts between the two of them. Think about that for a second. That's a lot of power back there. But it's an omnimover, so it's always moving and the line seems to go, versus the Friendship Boat where you wait to get on it, but they're both great means of transportation. It's something that Walt would have loved.
Yeah, I agree. A couple things to keep in mind is that it is true. You do have a little problem seeing out the ones that are
wrapped with a character wrap.
Right. So that's kind of just something. The other side of it was that everything seemed to work out pretty well. It's up to the cast member if you're going to be put with people you don't know. That happens too.
So we got to take a second here just to recognize that one of the young ladies who was just dancing in the trolley show now is upstairs in the train station looking at one of the little picture machines that you flip. So she's just in full character, and it's just awesome.
Yeah, I'm seeing this more and more, is the amount of free floating character or personalities.
Like in Disneyland.
Yes. I feel like I'm starting to see a little bit more of that. Less with handlers. Yep. Ray, we saw walking around. But less with handlers. I think, you know, when you're talking about your face characters, some of those people are now walking around kind of a little bit more freedom than they had before.
It's a different galaxy.
It's a different galaxy back
there.
Well, yes.
And I think it's something we're trying. When you look at Galaxy's Edge and the theming and the way that the characters are interacting, and you know, Rise of the Resistance should tie some more things together for us. I do want to mention one thing. I know that Ed read one of the books prior to arriving and had a different appreciation for what was happening in Galaxy's Edge than I think even some of us did because of what you read.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Now, as far as we've talked about this before, how Star Wars canon from a long time ago is no longer with us. So they have their new canon, and they are starting to produce a lot of books behind it. And the one book I read was The Black Spire, and it was a pretty good introduction to the entire land. Basically, it's almost too good of an introduction in that they actually talk about drinks that are served in Olga's and the different types of locations, but you get a good understanding of the people working in the city of Black Spire.
And the personalities.
Yeah. So, on the whole, this has been an incredible trip.
All right, so that was
outrageous.
Animal Kingdom, anybody been over there?
You're the only one that's been.
I was there. Jimmy was there earlier.
I was at Animal Kingdom. Nothing major has gone on over there. They're going to be having some major holiday stuff.
Christmas started first time. And I'll tell you what, there were decorations, puppets, things that I'd never seen before over at Animal Kingdom. It was kind of cool.
Cool, but then why did they say no for all these years? And now we do the nighttime shows, which we couldn't do for all these years. I think it's great for exploring new things.
Yeah, I don't know. We went through the daytime, so the decorations just were different. It was interesting to show.
Yeah, but yeah, this was one trip I didn't spend a lot of time in Animal Kingdom.
Epcot is undergoing a transformation.
Right. And now we're going through the end of Food and Wine. And the Food and Wine, I think, was pretty good this year. I didn't have anything that I did not like that I purchased, so that was always a bonus.
It's a bonus, isn't it? Yeah, I hate buying something and then I go
right out. However, the big highlight for me was going to the Odyssey and seeing that whole movie, the 15-minute turnaround.
The Epcot Experience at the Odyssey Events Pavilion.
It is pretty much breathtaking to just watch that and see what's going to come.
I've been three times.
So what I think is cool about it is we can digest that video. And the important part is you need to look all around. There is no front. I see people walking in and looking one direction. There are things all around you. It's all around you, and it's on the model in front of you. And some of the concept and the little things I was able to pick out, it's like, oh, okay, now I see what that's... Assuming that concept art's correct, right?
Sure.
So when you look at Harmonious and you see the big globe-ish
thing,
or which might just be a video screen, I don't know.
Right.
But then there's these little things around it that look like the next evolution of what's going on at Rivers of Light, with these little arms that come out and laser beams sliding all around. It gets me fired up.
Seems like there's going to be a lot of Disney ties and characters in Harmonious.
Absolutely, yes.
Which you didn't have in Illuminations, you don't really have in Throws of Light.
Which you never had.
You do now, but that's still not strongly.
No, very strongly.
Oh, is it?
Yes, you do now.
You never had that at Epcot at all.
But the
never.
Characters tend to be, they're going to be kind of country-orientated characters.
Which is fine.
It's not going to be random characters just out there.
Which is perfect, sure.
Yeah, right.
Which is fine.
Right.
You're going to see Coco representing Mexico. You're going to see Beauty and the Beast. You're going to go
Mulan. You're going to, yep.
Absolutely, Mulan. And
Well, and then
it's going to be good.
And they're also creating different activities in the park. The new water discovery area,
yep.
which is going to be dedicated to Moana.
Yeah.
So now we are bringing somebody that doesn't have a country, but they're making an entire little playland for that character. And, yeah, I think the concentration of characters definitely stepped it up.
Something we learned earlier this week on the World Showcase Tour is that water plays a big part in all of the countries because it ties it together. And that goes back to the Fountain of Nations and taking water from all the rivers around the world and dumping it into the fountain. And,
yep.
So that's a perfect tie-in for that sure. Moana thing is yep. how the water ties all of us together.
And they have that water in bottles somewhere right now while the fountain's getting redone.
Yes.
Yeah, you sure hope so. Because, yes, they're... You know, and I talked to this with some of my family members regarding the Fountain of Nations in general, because we see them taking it apart. But there's another fountain coming there if
right.
you see the concept right. art. And the plumbing and the things that are there have been there for 38 years at this
right,
point.
Right.
So I'm sure technology allows them to do some things that they could have never done with Fountain of Nations.
Right.
So whatever they replace it with, I can't wait to see this thing.
It's yeah. going
to
be amazing.
Yes. Both that fountain and the fountain in front of the Spaceship Earth, which will look more like the opening day Epcot fountain. So as much as I hate to see it behind walls and busted up, there's
sure.
another one coming that's going to be better than it.
That's where the pain comes in, is in the meantime, you see all this construction and you see them tearing down things that are... icons and you
sure.
enjoy,
it's all
but you got to know that when it's done, I trust that Disney is going to replace it with
Absolutely.
Something better.
Yes.
They only messed up once, so far they have pretty good record.
We all know what you're talking about.
That's
so,
right.
But that, Jimmy, that reminds me of watching the hat at Studios come down, right? And how painful it was to watch that happen, and that was 3 or 4 years ago.
And now it's
now we're at the end of Studios transformation, and we're starting the same thing at Epcot.
And I love the fact that the hat's not there anymore.
Me too.
I never thought I'd be happy about a missing hat. I'm thrilled with what I look at when I walk in, which is the Hollywood Studios of old.
And you don't have Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, or you don't have these
projection Star Wars,
shows.
Yeah.
You don't have any of that if it's still there. And I think that's just the start. But walking into studios now, we mentioned earlier, 6 years ago today, my Facebook page showed me Hollywood's Dancing Lights, the Osborne Lights. And I'm going, wow. But at the same time, we were just back in about the same place making lightsabers earlier this week. And
right,
like,
right.
This is... Talk about transformation.
Right. But it is that sentimental attachment. I mean, my
sure.
kids and the Osborne Lights and
yeah.
Yeah.
You really miss it and stuff like that. But you're right. I mean, there's always something else to kind of start the new traditions with, the new memories and such.
That's what keeps people coming back.
I think we need a moment of silence for
right.
the on-property McDonald's.
So you were talking about the last one. There used to at one point be a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
Including a real one, a big one at Downtown Disney, if you
yeah.
remember. Is it coming back or what's going on?
Yeah,
it's
coming back.
Okay.
But they are not, they said they're remodeling. They're tearing the building down.
Yeah, and you're talking about the McDonald's near
right
the
by All-Star Resorts.
Right by the All-Star Resorts. Yeah, so everybody's clear.
Yeah, it's being totally demolished. Go ahead.
But there is a sign up that says they'll be back in 2020.
Okay, so they're
going to build. I guess they're going to build a brand new one.
Sure.
I'm totally getting you one of those headbands.
So I'll circle back to the why do we change things? You talk about sentimental. You talk about the past.
Right.
You talk about the past, and they keep changing it because of us.
Because we keep coming back.
Because we
yeah,
keep
yeah.
coming back, and
right.
people say, "Well, why do you keep coming back? How many people, of all of us, oh, you're going on vacation, Disney again." That's
yep.
what we get every time. But the argument is, well, it's different than the last time I was there.
Right.
But you were just there 3 months ago. I know, and it's different than the last time I was there.
Absolutely.
And that's why they do it.
Right. Very cool.
And it's going to keep... We've talked about this before. I look around at the construction, and I can see one of the construction cranes for Tron over there right now, and the track's coming outside now, and it looks so cool. Can't wait to ride that.
I love going through this process. We have the announcement of the attraction, the building of the attraction, the anticipation, the opening, and then it's just like an old hat type of thing. It's just like it's been there forever. Monsters Incorporated was one of those for me. I remember the entire process of it, and we all looked forward to it.
Yeah,
we all
yeah,
loved
yeah,
it,
yeah.
and now it's like a mainstream thing.
Well, New Fantasyland in general, right?
Yeah.
We were doing all this when that was happening, and what that did is made, if you think back just a few years, the hardest fast pass to get was Peter Pan and Space Mountain. Now it's Seven Dwarfs. And is that going to change the Mitterrand?
It will.
And now, here's the big question: are they going to go to a tier system here?
There's too many. I don't think that happens. No, I really don't. I don't think so because you have too many little kids here. You have a lot of families that can't ride that. They're going to be under the height restrictions, and they're going for Seven Dwarfs, and they're going for Peter Pan. That's why those are still.
I think there's so many attractions here is what keeps you from a tiered system. If you take away the tiered system in Hollywood Studios,
everybody takes the same three attractions.
Everybody takes the same exact three attractions.
Now you can only choose one of them.
That's exactly what it is. It makes you choose one of those three attractions. Here you're going to have Tron, Seven Dwarfs, Three Mountains, Haunted Mansion, Pirates of the Caribbean, Peter Pan. I mean, you have 10 attractions that you would say are Fast Pass worthy.
And you got
justify.
You got the families that got to see Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Right. You got the families that come there and say, we can't see Bridget. Right.
Nobody's getting a Fast Pass. I thought me and Morgan went and ride Figment yesterday, and people were walking through the Fast Pass. I'm thinking to myself, you poor.
I had one.
Well, that's because of the tiered system.
Because of the tiered system, you don't have a choice.
You either take Figment or you take Nemo.
That's right.
That's right.
You're going to walk on to both of them.
And we did.
It was either take no last Fast Pass or the Little Mermaid.
So I happened to be, my kids were watching your My Disney Experience and saw that you had the Mermaid, and they were waiting for it to disappear, but it didn't look like you used it.
No, it didn't.
That's fantastic.
But I did see that. I meant to mention that.
And you're right, Little Mermaid.
It is what it is.
I will tell you, I did do that recently to record
it. Time, so you never know.
Exactly. I did it to record it because of that week.
I don't see that one where they make a big announcement to say they're pulling it out. I think that would just disappear.
You know what's... I need to get over that. You know, I've never done it.
You need to do it.
Oh, it's worth doing.
Yeah.
Because it's live. There's live music.
It's a live performer. It's live secret. But that gets back to the... we talked about this yesterday, or a couple days ago. Galaxy's Edge. I like the merchandise better over in Launch Bay than I did in Galaxy's Edge, outside of Lightsaber. The Star Wars merchandise is better because you're not on the planet Batuu,
right?
Which is the stuff you get in Galaxy's Edge.
When you're in Galaxy's Edge, you're getting stuff that
you
can't get
stuff anywhere else,
except the other store.
And here's the other thing too, because we have the Launch Bay for shopping Star Wars, we have Galaxy's Edge for Star Wars.
There's the block party we were talking about.
Yep. And you know what, guys? We're gonna actually finish up right now. We're going to have a lot more to talk about when we get back and we get back into our recording.
And look back through the pictures that we saw.
That's right, videos and yep.
So definitely stay tuned for 3:15 through 3:17. Who knows, because we've definitely done a lot this time around.
Got a lot.
So for Jimmy, Lisa, Sam, this is Ed, and we're the Disney Nerds. We'll talk to you next week, guys. Bye-bye.
So long, everybody.
Waharini.
Conga loose. Hold on, give me five. We can do that here.
Woo-hoo!
Simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay.